this case here is how you give a presentation. So you can pass it around when you give individual presentations later. But you just put it into the back of here like that. And then you hit function F8. It says CRT LCD.
Okay.
So function F8, and it takes a little bit. You'll see the screen will flicker like that, and then you'll wait about a minute. There you go.
Ooh.
And there you have it.
Sound okay on my phone? Or no?
I don't know. That might
I don't
be
know if it
I think it would be better actually here, sort of.
Okay.
Chest.
Is it good? Is that all right?
Yeah,
Or
yeah, there would be good.
So
Okay. Yeah, I think
Okay.
that's the best. Okay. It's kinda a little spiggly. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. You're free to start.
Do we st- how what how do we start? Does anybody know?
Doesn't matter till you start. You
Well,
have the
we'll
agenda
work.
presentations. You'll just that's always the agenda presentations are what you'll sort of that's what you'll structure the meeting around.
So that's this.
We saved it in your my documents.
Oh, okay. Right.
Are we free to take notes
Yeah, you can take notes whenever you want throughout the day.
Okay. Just hang on a second, everybody. I haven't actually looked at this yet.
Huh. Very nice.
I haven't noticed it, but let's just start it off, eh, and see what happens. If you're all ready. Okay, here is the agenda. Opening, acquaintance, tool training, project plan, discussion, and then closing. Project aim is a new remote control. It's original, it's trendy, and it's user friendly. Project method, functional design, individual work, and then a meeting. Conceptual design, individual work, and a meeting. Details design, individual work, and a meeting. Tool training. Try out the whiteboard. Every participant should draw their favorite animal and sum up their favorite characteristics of that animal.
Okay.
Miss Industrial Designer, would you like to go
Okay.
first?
So are we supposed to bring the little things for the
Yeah, why don't you just I think just click on it. Do you have a belt?
Click them back to
Or put them in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my favorite animal.
Yeah, what's your favorite animal?
Okay. Ah.
Is it rude?
An elephant.
That's a very good elephant.
Back end of an elephant.
Oh my gosh. I'm never gonna be able to draw that well.
K, and do you wanna write up on there, it says you gotta sum up your f- the f- your favorite characteristics of that animal.
Okay, it's big. It's got a great memory.
Is it?
Supposed to have a great memory. They say an elephant never forgets. And I don't know why, but it looks like nice to me.
Okay.
Nice animal.
Wonderful, well done. Do you wanna use the white the wiper and wipe it off. And Mr. Aesthetics Designer, do you wanna go next?
Yeah.
Sure.
I think he was.
Okay, my favorite animal. Let's see.
Oh.
I don't know if any of you have seen Napoleon Dynamite before. It's a liger.
A
No.
what?
A combination of a lion and tiger.
Oh
How cool.
Have you not seen Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
No, it's a hilarious movie, you have to see it. And its best characteristic is that it's pretty much the awesomest animal. But you have to see the movie to fully appreciate it.
Okay, well done.
Great. Me?
Yeah. Miss Marketing.
K. Gosh, I hope this is gonna work.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try my best to draw Can I just draw the face?
Yeah, I think you can just draw the face, but then you'll have to describe in writing how the rest of it looks.
The cat.
That's a brave, pretty cat.
It also has like a big fat body and a long tail.
Okay, so do you wanna do some write, do you wanna just write some words about it?
Why? Because cuddly. And usually cats are very friendly, usually. And they're healing as well. They heal. And they can feel when a human's
Wow.
problems, so.
They're kinda spiritual.
That's why I like cats.
Well done.
There we are. See? Easy.
Okay.
I don't actually have a favorite animal, but for the for the me, I'll s- draw a little I honestly can't draw for toffee.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's odd.
Fact, no. It's just that's just
A prairie duck?
No.
Not a squirrel?
That's exactly what it is. Not a very good one.
Not bad, I would say.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, well you got it. It's a s- It's a squirrel and I like them because they're cute and stupid.
Very good. Aw.
All right.
Right. Okay. So I guess that was the test to see if this equipment was all working. And let's move on to the next page. Okay, project finance. Setting price €25. Profit aim €50 million.
I could aim internationally. So.
Yeah. Production costs. All right. It's gotta be
All right.
can't cost any more than 12.50 to make. good. Films experience with remote control. Sorry, talk about who's used what. Any ideas? Stuff like that. Next meeting starts in 30 minutes.
Okay.
11:45.
So I think before we close, we're expected, I mean the last slide wanted us to maybe discuss longer what our ideas were. I mean if you wanna go back to the last slide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're, I mean before we close the meeting, we're supposed to come up with some ideas for.
Oh, so we're actually supposed to be doing this discussion like right now, are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought this was just giving us instructions for the to do next.
Yeah, I think this is just the preliminary, get some rough ideas for what our experiences with remote controls have been and what we would roughly what we would incorporate into a new one maybe.
Okay. Right, who's got experiences with remote controls then? Pretty much everybody.
Is this a TV one we're supposed to make?
Yeah. Yeah, it's TV remote control.
Okay.
A new remote control for TV. What would I like?
What? Do you want it big? Do you want it small?
Medium.
Are we going for like telephones are going, little teeny tiny things, or are we going for something that's big and.
It seems like there's sort of a tension between two ideas. I mean you want one remote that maybe can work all the functions of TV, and if you have whatever associated with the TV, the DVD player or something
yeah,
like that. But at the same time you don't want a really busy remote with 1,000 buttons on it or something.
Maybe yeah, and then that's the other thing, it's just gotta be cheap.
Yeah.
Cause I mean I was thinking something that's got different, like maybe an LCD display on it that's got different pages for different devices.
Mm.
But that would probably be quite expensive.
But how do we know how much, how much do we have per, how much?
12.50.
I think it can't be more than 12.50 per unit.
Per unit, yeah.
Cost.
So do we have to be realistic within the budget or?
Well, at the moment,
what we're
doing at the moment is just saying what we like, and then after we found out what we can like, some different ideas, we can then go and do the research to find out if any of these ideas are feasible or not. So it'd be nice to have something that controls lots of different things.
Yeah.
But we have one that comes out. so you have one in it doesn't have to be really thick. I mean, remote controls can be thin bits, and then you have one for your DVD and you sort of slide it out, and then you have another one and you slide it out. So
right.
It slides, and then it all comes compact.
Okay, that's
into
right.
One. So it's not, you're actually just putting three or four different remotes together, but making them thinner and into one, basically.
That's an idea.
So
yeah.
You just split them out.
Okay.
Have one very complicated one on one side with all the DVD and VCR access and stuff, and then on the other side a remote control that would be very very simple with just the channel program plus and minus and then just the mute button, for example. I can really keep it really really simple on one side and the other side be very complicated.
One side for kids, one side for adults.
I'm not sure.
Or grandma as well, you know.
I'm not sure if it's a good idea to have a two-sided remote because it would be very hard to use in the way that you.
No, but you would slide it into something on the back would hold, you wouldn't be able to press the button.
Oh, okay.
Or something like a flip telephone, something like that, maybe.
That'd be cool.
Flip it open and you've got all the buttons, or you flip it closed and you've just got the basic buttons on the outside, maybe. Oh, we've got 5 minutes left.
Start breaking off.
Okay. Well, we've got a few ideas there.
Yeah, we should. I guess by the end of this meeting, we should have at least a rough conceptual thing. What was stage one was technical functions design, what effect the apparatus should have. Okay. So I mean, we still have time in our next meeting to come up with actual concept for the user interface. But the functions that we're sure that we want are that it can control the TV, but also devices connected to the TV. I mean,
yeah,
be able to operate DVD players, things like that.
I think we should also have a backup plan of, I just think that it might be expensive to make something that, I mean, we haven't been told it has to be something that will control everything. We should have a backup plan of just a really good television remote control that is just for a TV, but it's just a really good, nice one.
Right.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Because bearing in mind, we had to have something that's cheap to make.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we should just concentrate on having a good TV remote and have it be...
I think we'll be able to come up with ideas and stuff a lot quicker.
Have it be like ergonomic,
yeah.
So it's comfortable to use, simple to use, and looks decent.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
What will make it interesting for people to buy though?
Well, maybe even something
like
that's for disabled people or some people that don't see very well, or big buttons for touchy buttons for.
Sort of find a niche for our remote, like market it to a certain.
Yeah.
Or
just one that looks really fucking cool.
Yeah, no,
to
I think
be
you're
really
right.
Light or something special.
Yeah, rather than focus on.
Otherwise, we'd be here all day talking about let's do this, let's do that. And I think we should. I think
because at the end of the day, it says just TV remote. It doesn't say combination
yeah.
of all.
I mean, obviously, everyone, it sounds like we're all a bit sort of gadget heads and we like things that do everything at once, but. You know, that's
remotes spinning out from other remotes.
Yeah.
Having little nested remotes inside.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I'd like one that makes tea as well, but that's not going to happen.
I think a flip up thing, because you always have this problem of, like, if it's on this, I did when you have five or six remotes and they'd be lying on the couch. You'd come and sit down and, the television switched on or something. So maybe something that like does have a lid or closes so you don't accidentally press a button. Or
okay, like a lock functionality, like, yeah, when you jump on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But make it like really snazzy and cool that people would want it, so make it, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be sellable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true what you're saying. I mean, it doesn't have to have a flip function, it can just have a lock function so
mm.
that it's
yeah.
not. Not usable when you don't want it to be usable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even for kids as well, it's safer for them, I guess. Like, they don't flick onto channels and all that. They flick onto.
No porn channel for children. Okay. All right. So we've got some ideas. We've got,
yeah, I guess that.
Let's move on.
What does ID, VID, and ME stand for?
Industrial designer.
Oh, okay.
Which is.
Oh, these requirements, yes,
My marketing. Yeah, there you go. So that's. User interface designer, that's
me.
Yes.
Okay.
That's you. So you've got to. There you go, you're going to be the one that's working out what buttons we need.
Right.
Industrial designer, you're the one that, you're going to be working out what kind of box it goes in, I guess, or whether it's what goes into the box somehow.
How it works.
And marketing.
User requirements, yes,
okay.
So what the user requires.
Yeah,
you
what?
Kind of overlap.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it does seem like our responsibilities have.
You two are going to be just, I think, just double,
yeah.
Working together. You're the one that's going to go and find out, do the research, see what people want in the remote, what buttons are used more often, and stuff like that. Oh, we've been warned to finish the meeting now. Okay. Okay, everyone, well done. Good meeting.
Alright, see you in 30 minutes.